Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 18, Trust. Trust is completely unknown to you in your natural state. Infinite love is all that is, and thus you do not know what trust is. Yet in the world of form, in the belief that form exists, trust points back to yourself. Trust cannot move out from you to objects or circumstances, although you believe it does. The need for trust takes belief, a belief that things are not exactly as they are given by the Father to His Holy Son. Divine perfection, whole and unchanged by time and space, the ego does not know trust, for the ego made the need for trust to deny what is already whole and beyond trust. Thus, trust is a helpful concept when those with a belief that there is something less than wholeness must look beyond this idea that wholeness is not already here to find themselves. In this case, trust is necessary to find what is beyond the idea that trust exists. To trust what is beyond the idea of a personal identity brings the mind back to its original state of being. This is why trust and faith settle every problem now. Trust is not about a future experience of being safe. This is an idea of the ego. Trust is accepting divinity now, until it is seen that there is no need, no trust needed to be divine being, what is already here. No one can awaken from this world without full trust, for untrusting is siding with a sense of limitation and lack. It is an agreement, a desired experience, that something or someone is untrustable and thus unworthy of trust. And we have already discussed that unworthiness is not of the Father. Unworthiness is of the wrong mind and a desired experience to feel unworthy of love. Not trusting is merely the desire to experience lack within yourself, an attempt to convince yourself that you are less than you are, perfect as the Father made you. This is why trusting in me is to trust in yourself as God made you. It seems like a step, yet it is acceptance of your holiness now. Your brother is the representative in your mind that points you back to where you do not trust yourself, and find yourself unworthy of all that is given to you by the Father. Your brother is the means given by which you recognize your holiness or the desire to deny it. Thus, full faith in your brother is necessary, just as faith in me is necessary, as this is trusting yourself, divinity, as given in wholeness from the Father. This is why it is necessary to look carefully at the desire to not see your brother fully as yourself. When you do, you will see that you do indeed reject him and that this is a desired experience of rejecting yourself, denying the peace of heaven from yourself now. Acceptance is of great value in the reversal of the desire to deny yourself. Infinite love is the absolute, in the absolute sense, does not know acceptance or rejection because it is, and thus you in your natural state do not know acceptance either. I have used the words the Holy Spirit accepts and the ego rejects only to point you toward yourself. I can assure you that divinity knows neither acceptance or rejection. It is what is. The wrong mind miscreates the world through rejection of holiness. Thus, the reversal is offered through the term acceptance to point back to the real world, ultimately reality of what is. Ultimate reality of what is. Through acceptance as a means of recognizing and honoring what is already here. The ego interprets acceptance as accepting things as less than they are, a sad sacrifice. The idea that suffering must be accepted. Emotions must be accepted. Pain and guilt must be accepted. This form of acceptance has nothing to do with you as divine being. This is rejecting divine grace under the disguise of acceptance. This is accepting less than who you are as thus and thus rejection of divine being. How can this bring peace of mind? This is not integrity that is given by love through the Holy Spirit. Integrity of spirit is to see what is true, that these movements are not to be accepted as what is happening. They are to be seen as false, untrue in the divine, in the light of divine being. This is the means by which you accept. Honor your power as divine being as given in holiness by the Father. True acceptance is accepting who you are and accepting that if you are not perfectly at peace, then you are misusing creative power to have an experience that is not peace. This is honesty of God, honesty that honors your Father and thus yourself, all that is. All that is given by love, to celebrate love as it is, whole and complete. Acceptance of God is to cease to deny yourself as love. This is trusting that the idea you have of yourself is unreal and does not exist. The recognition that the play of feeling limited and weak has no value to you. Trusting in this manner is to release yourself from the self-imposed chains that do not exist, to see in reality that you do not want them. This is the means to step beyond trust into all the power God has given you as His holy Son.